Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today has been a doozy of a day. I've been working on an episode unsuccessfully for the past 6 hours. It is now 12:15 in the morning, and I am absolutely no closer to getting this episode done. It just got too hard. I spilled a whole bunch of coffee grounds all over the place this morning after I had just quietly taken the whole little coffee grinder into the different room because I was making it real early and didn't want to disturb my roommate. It made me laugh so hard. You know how in shows and movies, they'll be like, oh my God, she's so clumsy and quirky and cute in the 90s, you know? I feel like that's what people think when I say I'm clumsy, but I'm the kind of clumsy who just has constant bruises from running into shit. But fun little defense, if you ever need a defensive joke, I always just say something else I'm good at whenever I have a real clumsy moment in public. If you want to deflect that energy with even more giggles, just be like, I'm good at math. Thank God. All right, I'm realizing I'm delirious. I genuinely tried to make a really heavy episode because I was fired up, but I kept ranting and I didn't want to make it ranty. So I went and meditated and then the dog got riled up, which again, comedic timing on it. Honestly, Clementine has a gift. She too, very clumsy. And then I gave her a treat thinking that would keep her quiet. But she genuinely makes hog noises and it cracks me up, but it sounds so vulgar that I could not subject you to that even in the very, very background. Anywho, I realized I needed a decompression. And then I was like, you know what? We all fucking need a decompression. Who am I kidding? Why would I want to overload everybody? We're in this for the long haul. You know what senators are expecting right now? A whole bunch of calls. And you know what they're not taking? Any of them. So let's wait a little while until they're not expecting it and keep up and show them we're not fucking letting up this time. We're not going anywhere. But before I get caught up in another rant, that's not the point of the episode, I wanted to share a real sweet poem I wrote a few years ago and don't remember publishing, but I put it on my old blog and I stumbled upon it trying to find other goofy decompression shit to share with y'all. And I thought it was so relevant and real cute. I'm proud of myself for writing this one. And I hope you like it too. Just do your best. It's all you can do to control the future as conflicts ensue. And keep doing your best to be all you can be, even when your best is harder to see. If you never give up with each of your tries, you're bound to make progress towards being more wise. And a little hard work is all that it takes. So just do your best slowly and make some mistakes. And take it easy on you if your best isn't great. There will be a next time, so take it easy and wait. don't forget to appreciate all that you've done, since doing your best was how you'd begun, when simply beginning was an impossible sell. But you did your best still, and you did it so well. I will link that below if you want to look at it, because there's an adorable picture of Clementine that I forgot I had too. And I'm totally going to post that on the Instagram also. Because I'm not going to lie, the adorable face she's making in this picture was 90% of the reason I even stopped on this poem in the first place. And now I'm just searching through all the poems I wrote, because why not? And a lot of them are real sad, not going to lie about it. Went through some shit a few years ago, apparently. But this one was kind of cute. Being alone is easy when you're all you've got. That's the time to break the rules without fear of being caught. There's no such thing as too much food or embarrassing TV. The possibilities are endless when I'm catering to me. No one knows how I like things as much as I know these. I know how hot I like my baths and lukewarm I like my teas. In fact, I can't recall at all why I even bother dating, when my lovely, lonely life is back at my place waiting. One good thing about having a terrible memory and so many creative ideas that I have halfway followed through on, sometimes you forget you make decent art. And I probably guarantee you hated this at the time, but now I'm like, what adorable self-love Dr. Seuss sweet baby angel wrote this? It me. Honestly, if you hate your art, just put it away for 2 years. Come back to it. And if you still hate it, then maybe it's trash. Okay? No, I'm just kidding. Or maybe you're really, really picky. This is not a moral lesson. This was a distraction day. That's all we needed. And I hope me sharing a mystery Dr. Seuss inside of myself was good for y'all. But I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, friend. And don't forget to hydrate and eat something. Okay? Take care of yourself. I need you to, please. All right, I'm delirious. Gotta go. Love you. Bye. It's true, though. I want you to eat.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.